AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Hillary Clinton is back on the campaign trail 2 days after announcing her presidential bid.
Hillary Rodham Clinton spent about an hour at a community college roundtable with students and faculty, reiterating she wants to be the champion of average Americans and indicating her campaign would focus on 4 areas, including building the economy of tomorrow and strengthening families and communities. As she left, she smiled and waved.
What's it like to be back in the game?
It's great.
But Republicans and others who stood outside the event holding up signs critical of Clinton clearly disagreed. Jerry Bodlander, Monticello, Iowa.
On Capitol Hill, legislation permanently overhauling how Medicare pays physicians has won approval. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch.
This bill represents more than 2 years of hard work on both sides of the Capitol. And it represents a real step forward for bipartisan health care policy.
The measure headed off a 21% cut in doctor Medicare fees that would have hit home Wednesday when the government planned to begin processing physicians' claims reflecting that reduction. Bowing to pressure from both sides of the aisle, President Obama relented to a compromise, empowering Congress to reject his emerging nuclear pact with Iran. Republican Senator Bob Corker says Congress has been restored to its rightful place in having oversight of a major agreement with another country.
Let's face it, this was not something that the administration favored, but Congress prevailed.
All but one of 10 former Atlanta public school educators convicted in a widespread conspiracy to inflate student scores on standardized tests were sentenced to jail time Tuesday. Fulton County DA Paul Howard says he hopes other teachers have learned a lesson.
I hope that people will stop and look at what happened here.
The judge called the cheating scandal the sickest thing that's ever happened in this town. This is AP Radio News. Remembering singer Percy Sledge, dead at 74 while in hospice care in Louisiana.
Percy Sledge went from working in cotton fields to creating the first number one song for the Muscle Shoals scene with When a Man Loves a Woman. Sledge also had hits with It Tears Me Up, Warm and Tender Love, and Take Time to Know Her. Sledge said at his 2005 Rock Hall induction, there were no bad remakes of his songs.
Whenever anybody sang Percy Sledge's song, any song, not only When a Man Loves a Woman, and they sing it from their heart, from the way they feel themselves, then they should have a good time with it.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Ford's Theater commemorating the 150th anniversary of President Lincoln's assassination with tours and performances around the clock. There was a tribute performance and a candlelight vigil Tuesday night outside the Washington Theater where he was shot. There will be a wreath-laying ceremony Wednesday morning to mark the moment when Lincoln died. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.